Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to take the time to thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune in each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. You will find all these radio programs and MP3 files. You will also find 30-minute Bible videos on various subjects, and a host of other Bible-related material that will help you in your study of God's Word. Please give it a look. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given our regular meeting times of our Bible study periods and worship periods at the Harrisburg Church of Christ, and we cordially invite you to any or all of our services. You will always be warmly received. Our only desire is to show your need for God in your life, and to have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ. Just bring an open Bible and an open mind and come and study and worship God with us. In our radio programs, we have been looking at the book of Hebrews, and we are down to chapter number 5, and we will begin this morning by reading Hebrews chapter 5, verses 5 through 10. So also, Christ did not glorify Himself to become high priest. But it was He who said to him, "You are my son, today have I begotten you." And He also said in another place, "You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek," who in the days of His flesh, when He had offered up prayers and supplication with vehement cries and tears to Him who was able to save Him from death, and was heard because of His godly fear. Though He were a son, yet He learned obedience by the things which He suffered, and having been perfected, He became the author of eternal salvation to all those who obey Him, according called by God as a high priest, according to the order of Melchizedek, of whom we have much to say and hard to explain, since you have become dull of hearing. Now, last week, we discussed the qualification of the high priest under the Mosaic covenant. But today, we are looking at the qualifications under the new covenant that was possessed by Christ Himself. Christ did not appoint Himself to this office. His Father gave it to Him. In John chapter 8, and in verse number 54, Jesus answered, "If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father who honors me, whom you say that He is your God." You see, God honored Him. He is a fulfillment of the prophecy written about Him being king and priest in Psalms 110 and verse 4, in Zechariah chapter 6 and verse 13, and in Isaiah chapter 9, 6 and 7, the government would be on His shoulders. And we also see a reference to this in the book of Daniel in chapter 9, and verse 24 through 27. Paul uses this fact in his sermon in Acts chapter 13 and verse number 33. Acts 13 and verse number 33. There we can read, "God has fulfilled this for us, their children, as He has raised up Jesus, as it was also written in the second Psalm, 'You are my son, today have I begotten you.'" Again, this is a fulfillment of a promise made through prophecy. We also see, since His Father raised Him from the dead and declared Him to be the Son of God with power, Romans 1 verse 4, then He gave Him all power on heaven and earth in Matthew 28 and verse 18, and in all things that He might have the preeminence in Colossians chapter 1, and verse 18, who gave Him this priesthood? By the order of Melchizedek, both king and priest at the same time, as we can read about Melchizedek in Genesis 14 and verse number 18. When He was on earth and is about to go to the cross, He prayed earnestly unto His Father, and He prayed that, "If it be Thy will, let this cup pass from me." You can read this prayer in Matthew 26, 36 through 45, Luke 22, 40 through 44, and in very graphic detail in John's account in chapter 17, verse 1 through 26. Strong tears and crying to the one who could save him from death. Why go? For the scriptures had to be fulfilled. We read that in John 12, verse 17. God heard him, as he always heard his son, and gave him the strength and the courage and the endurance to go through all the trials and that were accompanying the cross. Yet as God's son, he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. We see this also reinforced in Philippians chapter 2, in verse 7 and 8. In verse 7 it says, But he himself of no reputation, taking on the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of man, and being found in appearance of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even to the death on the cross. You see, no special privileges, no escaping pain and agony and suffering. He endured it all. He suffered it all. Why? In order to give us a remedy for sin, to make the payment for sin that was due because of our transgression, making the righteous payment for sin and the sins of the world. By his suffering, he was perfected. He was made complete. He is justly qualified to be the Redeemer of all men, and he is the Redeemer of all men to all those who obey him. Look very carefully at verse 9. He is the author of eternal salvation to all that obey him. Obedience is a requisite and a prime requirement that God demands of all those who are his children. We need to remember what we studied earlier in Hebrews chapter 3, beginning in verse 16. For who, having heard, rebelled, indeed was it not all who came up out of the land of Egypt? Now with whom was he angry 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose corpses fell in the wilderness? And whom did he swear that would not enter his wrath, but to those who did not obey? So we see that they could not enter because of unbelief. Ladies and gentlemen, it has always been a pattern throughout the pages of God's word that disobedience is not tolerated. And disbelief is equal to disobedience. When one disobeys, he has unbelief. When he does not follow God's instruction, he is charged with unbelief. We also want to remind you of Moses in Numbers chapter 20, who failed to follow the instruction in giving the water to the Israelites and to their beasts at the waters of Meribah. And in chapter 12, after he disobeyed the instruction of God, God charged Moses with unbelief. That is an important principle for you to know, that when one disobeys God, that is equivalent to unbelief. And he is only the author of eternal salvation to all that obey him. And so, being called by his Father to be our high priest and king at the same time, two things that he will occupy forever until the end of time. They will never be transitioned to someone else. He will hold those two roles until he returns the kingdom back to his Father. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 24 through 26. You see, he received an appointment of God. He received it by God, just like Aaron received the Levitical priesthood, the Aaronic priesthood. Being God's son, he occupies a rank that is above all other persons and people who were created. He bore temptation during his time on earth. He had trials. He had tribulation. He suffered. He's well above any man before him or any that came after him. He makes him understand the weakness of men. He endured all the things that we are troubled with in order to have the human experience to show us how to overcome and to deal with sin. But by his own death, he learned the necessity of strict compliance with all the requirements of divine law. He did that as an example for all men. He did that to show us that God demands obedience to his authority and to his instruction in order to be pleasing to him. In John chapter 12 and verse 27, as he was trying to prepare the disciples that he was going to Jerusalem and he was going to be arrested and he would eventually be tried and then crucified, he says in verse 27, "Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this purpose I came to this hour." Jesus came to the earth to die. Jesus came to the earth to give his life as a ransom price for sin. He did not come to be served, but to serve. Read Luke chapter 19 and verse 10. He came to seek and save the lost. His responsibility was to fulfill the Father's will, to do his bidding, and to go to the cross and to die to make the ransom price for sin. And by doing so, he became the author of eternal salvation. He provided the means of us being able to gain it through the remission of sin by applying the blood of Christ that he would shed on the cross of Calvary, and he became obedient to his Father and thus demonstrated his love for him and his love for us. You see, that's why he's our high priest. That's why he's our king. He is the spiritual king and he is the spiritual high priest of the church. Our sacrifices are made not to other men, not to other priests. We are priests in the kingdom of God, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5 through 9, and we make our offerings and our sacrifices through Jesus Christ, who is our high priest. And he accepts them when they have been given in an obedient manner and according to the pattern and the instruction given by God in his word. And so what do we learn from our passages in Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 5 through 10? We learn that he is our high priest. We learn that he also is the king. And we learn that he was faithful even unto the point of death when he suffered on the cross in order to learn obedience. And he learned that obedience by the things that he suffered. And he now is the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Let that ring through. All who obey him. One cannot be in a position of acceptance to God by rejecting or disobeying any instruction that God gives in his will. Men would have you believe today that we can do it in many different ways, that we can follow God by our own precepts, by our own understanding, and according to our own interpretations of how we read the Bible, and yet that will suffice for an obedient life. No, it won't. Read Matthew 7 and let those words ring in your head. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father in heaven. That makes it absolutely necessary that you and I know his will so we can be obedient, so we can obtain eternal salvation. Yes, we have a wonderful high priest and king. His name is Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening.